Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not being a diva here, am I?
Yes.
Listen, hear me,
I would imagine.
Hear me out.
But okay.
A week ago, I had a clear out of my house. And I filled lots of bin bags with all my old clothes that I don't wear anymore.
Okay.
And I took them to a charity shop, which is really near me. So I just like went down there, laden with black bin bags, and said, "Here you are, have them." And they went, "Thank you very much."
It's quite good to do that every now and then. It's a good cleansing experience.
I do it like maybe once every couple of years. There's loads of things that don't fit me anymore, and you know, it's like things you never wear. So, well, no, I've got the. They've still got shirts from a really fat days.
Okay.
So yeah. So they all went down there. But there's some quite nice items in there, I thought. But I don't wear them, so I thought, well, I might as well give them to charity. It's a decent thing to do.
It is a very good thing to do.
When was the last time you did that?
I did that about 3 weeks ago, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what did you hand over?
About 3 bin bags worth of of shirts and T-shirts
I
and
had
stuff
about, I think, 4 bin bags full of stuff. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went past on Saturday, okay?
Yeah.
To the same shop, and I'm not being funny, but there wasn't one single item of my clothes in the window.
Oh, in the window?
Yeah. Now, there was some really nice stuff in there. Now, I know it's for charity, but that shop, most of the time, is full of tat.
So what?
And all that was in the window.
What
was flowery dress in the window. Where's my shirt that I gave you? A really nice one.
Maybe it was all so amazing that it sold out.
Well, having seen that it wasn't in the window, I ventured a bit further into the shop.
Did you?
Yeah. Just to see where they were and how much they were on sale for.
Right, and? Right?
This shirt, it was a really, really nice
shirt. Describe this shirt, then.
Right, it was a blue shirt,
right.
Quite smart, would go with a suit. I think it might have even been a Hugo Boss shirt.
Okay.
Now, I don't own many of them.
Would it also double as a tent?
What?
Was it quite big?
Bigger than the clothes I would wear now,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But really good quality shirt.
Right.
50p?
50p. Not only 50p, but 50p and it hadn't sold.
Yeah, a week later. Now, I've got some... I gave them some decent stuff, 50p, and there's not even anything in the window.
So none of it...
Should I be offended?
None of it had sold when you went in. gave all your clothes to charity, to a charity shop, and none of it had sold.
No, some of it had sold. Well, some of it wasn't there. Okay. Maybe they thought it was so rubbish they didn't even put them out.
Maybe they were cutting that up in a bag
away.
For cloths.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just thought that was a bit...
you are being a little bit diva-ish.
Oh, I just wanted at least
one
thing.
I think you're the only person I know that's ever gone back to the charity shop they've handed their clothes in to see whether they've sold or not.
I just wanted one item to be in the window.
The windows of charity shops are amazing, though. Yesterday I went past one, and they'd done a really special display.
Hmm.
Not of your shirts, obviously, but they'd done this mannequin up, like, with a friend.
That reminds me as well. The clothes on my one, sorry, don't mean to interrupt.
Well, that's right? The end of your story.
Yeah. There's a flowery shirt next to a vinyl copy of The Best by Tina Turner.
What, and you wanted your shirt next to a copy of Tina Turner?
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so it's this mannequin with a Freddie Mercury moustache, a blonde wig, a policeman's helmet.
That's
like
the same
shirt. Smiley face t-shirt next to a set of golf clubs.
That's what I gave them. Right, so a Freddie Mercury mannequin.
Stick on moustache, mannequin, leather jacket, smiley face t-shirt, next to golf clubs with blonde wig and policeman's hat on.
Right.
Did you hand in your one leather glove?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you kept
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Don't forget, Becky Cam is on still. It's our webcam upstairs in the Radio 1 office. People still strangely addicted to it. We're in the second week of it now. Kat's been on. She's got 4,000 words left of her thesis to do by Friday, but can't stop watching Becky Cam. She sat watching the sign that said Becky was in a meeting for ages. And now there's a guy called Neil on there who's claiming to be my assistant upstairs. Hi, Neil. It says, Kat says it's a bit more interesting now, but still not really helping her finish work. It's loads of people are watching this in the office. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on the Becky Cam.
4,000 words till Friday's all right, though, isn't it? It's only like 1,000 words a day.
Exactly. Sure. Just watch a bit more. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Claire.
Where are you, Claire?
I'm on a bus going into Swansea.
Okay. What bus?
The shuttle.
Oh, okay, cool. How can I help?
I've had a similar experience as you.
With what? Charity shops?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, what's occurring?
I took about 6 or 7 bags down, full of skirts and tops and things.
Quite nice.
Walked past the shop yesterday. This was 3 months ago I gave my stuff in. Mm. Walked past the shop yesterday, still checking every day to see if they put my stuff in the window. They still haven't.
Nothing at all? Not one item of clothing?
Not one item. And that's 6 bags.
3 months afterwards and you're still checking?
I know, that's quite sad, I know, but yeah.
Every day?
I walk past it every day to get home, yeah.
Do you do what I do and go in the shop, though, and see how much it's retailing for?
No, I'm not that bad.
No, not that sad.
I still check every day.
I love it. Love you, Claire.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you hear Ross Kemp on with Moyles this morning? Oh, it was good. I love that show. Ross Kemp on Gangs. It's good, isn't it? Have you seen it?
I've never seen his Gangs once.
He's very brave.
His Afghanistan one was brilliant.
Yeah, I do think it's a good show.
It's amazing. Yeah, I love really that good. Show.
If you've not seen it, here's a bit.
They're attempting to bring Nairobi to a standstill. And we've taken a shortcut directly into the path of an angry mob.
Oh, God. It's just quite a gripping show.
Right, get in the car. Get in the car. Get in the car. There's a crowd there, and they're upset.
I couldn't do that, could you?
Sounds like he's being attacked by a steel drum band.
There was
the music that goes
oh,
with
oh, right.
There was quite a scary one once, and he was, like, dodging bullets left, right and centre, and then some old woman came and put her rubbish out, which kind of made it look a lot less scary than it actually was. But
see, I thought he was just a hard man in EastEnders, but no, in real life, Ross Kemp is double hard.
There's no laughing matter being chased by a steel band.
Really not.
Is that how you felt in the marathon?
Yes, actually. Whenever you ran past the steel band, I went faster just to get away from them.
Was a steel band following you in the London Marathon?
No, on certain points of the course, there is a steel band.
I'm being chased by a steel band.
Do you want us to get you one for the Great North?
To accompany you for the whole thing, honestly.
No,
do your head.
Really not.
Anyway,
Ross Kemp on Gangs. I've had an idea for a new show, right? It's a kind of cross between Ross Kemp on Gangs and When Sport Goes Bad, that show that you do.
Yes, right.
Chappers on Gangs. Would you do that? Go and find some hoodlums and tell them some really bad jokes.
How would... I was going to ask how that would work, but now you've explained.
Just go up to some hoodlums.
Coming up on When Sport Goes Bad. Men falling down. Ladies falling down. And fish eating people. Then for pudding...
Oh, so that's nothing. Now, the thing is, right...
I'm not sure it'd work, really.
Chappers on Gangs, I like it.
Right.
The thing is, the Ross Kemp show is quite serious. I think this would liven up a bit.
I'm not sure you've properly thought this through.
You could be the... Anne Widdecombe takes on Gangs as well. You could be the also, new Anne Widdecombe.
It's not getting any better.
I've already got the theme tune sorted out.
We're having a gang bang. We're having a ball. We're having a gang bang against the wall.
It's that woman from X Factor at the weekend.
We'd like you to join us. It's part of the fun. Oh, a gang bang is the thing to do, but it takes more than one.
And then I go and meet some hoodlums and tell them bad jokes.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, this could be...
Go, gobble boy.
Maybe that, yeah?
You want me to infiltrate a gang and say to them, go, gobble boy?
Go, gobble boy.
That's what you're doing when sport goes bad.
Yeah, but...
Or maybe we just keep it to Ross Kemp and we have Ross Kemp on gangbangs. That would be good. I'd watch that.
Would you?
Yeah. I can imagine it now.
I think you might be on your own.
They're attempting to bring Nairobi to a standstill. And we've taken a shortcut directly into the path of an angry mob.
We're having a gang bang. We're having a ball. We're having a gang bang.
Ross Kemp on gangbangs.
Against the wall.
You had a lot of time on your hands, didn't you?
Did you see this woman on the X Factor?
Yeah,
weekend?
I did, yeah.
What song is this?
I don't know.
Is it one of those like songs that just old people know and it means actually something completely innocent?
I like the way you emailed my mum to ask her because I said she did a bit of amateur dramatics.
Wait, it sounds like it's...
So you sent the email.
See, email Becky's mum about... Do you know anything about gangbangs?
Yeah, I said, do you know anything about the song We're Having a Gangbang, We're Having a Ball, We're Having a Gangbang Against the Wall?
And did you put it in context or did you just email her out the blue?
Well, she said that... Becky said that her mum used to do some kind of amateur dramatics.
Yeah.
And therefore, it sounds like
a show tune.
It does sound like a show tune. That's what I thought. So I asked her and she... No, it's nothing.
Thank goodness.
Mm. I'm just wondering if it's one of those old people songs from back in the day. It means something completely innocent. I'd like to know. If anyone knows, then please let me know. Thanks. Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
There's apparently no reasonable or clean explanation for having a gangbang at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was some kind of like old lady song where it was all completely innocent, but really not.
We're having a gangbang, we're having a ball, we're having a gangbang against the wall.
So just to confirm, that's a new show which you're going to do called Chappers on Gangbangs. And
which involves me telling jokes.
Yep. With Ross Kemp or something.
Right, excellent. Good
luck. Some hoodlums.
Are you going to go and take that to TV bosses?
I think Sky will have that. They'll snap it up.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Jo Wiley's on a live lounge tour this week where she goes round to famous people's houses and they do a few songs and stuff. Sounded really excellent, I thought, this morning. A good way to kick it off with Adele. Jo went round to Adele's house, woke her up, got her out of bed. It was like... Just answer the door.
All right, Joe, what are you doing here?
Hi, I've just come round. I thought you could maybe do me some acoustic tracks. We could have a bit of a chat.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. I'd love that.
Kind of thing. So it was Adele's house today. She's got a new flat, see? She used to live with her mum. But I think the money started to come in now. You'd expect that, wouldn't you, really? She is amazing. But anyway, she's got a new flat. Yeah. Jo went round, got her out of bed. She did a beautiful rendition of Hometown Glory. She did a cover of Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow. And she did her new track, Make You Feel My Love. She was brilliant.
Did Jo get to see her slippers?
Oh, those slippers.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, didn't they have big rabbits on them or something?
No, they were cows, weren't they?
Cows, that's it. I don't know. I'm going to text Jo in a minute and okay. See, did you see the actual Adele slippers? And we've got a new laugh as well. Right, that was the old one that we had. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear the new one that we got from this morning's show?
Yes.
Now that is a good.
Oh,
that's
God.
A good one.
Oh dear.
Right, here's a question. Does that new Adele laugh that we've got? Does it remind you of any TV theme tune in particular?
Give it again.
Have a think about it.
No.
Not
that I can think of.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, one more time. See if you can get it. See, I thought the old laugh was good. That one. But this is a lot better. Come on, it's easy.
I've no idea.
Listen to this. Match of the Day didn't come into your head once, no?
No, it didn't, but now you mention it.
Oh, do you want it again?
God, yeah, go on. My Saturday nights are never going to be the same again after that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Liz in Essex has been on saying, I love our What's Occurring. My colleagues and I shout out in the middle of the office and we play along. It's our favourite part of the day. It's good to hear it. So if you're on your way home right now, get ready for some play along on the way home from work fun.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know what occurs. Three situations that we've recorded. You just tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Don't worry about it.
Scoring's gone a bit weird.
I think the Pussycat Dolls won last week.
Yeah, so last week the Pussycat Dolls won Oh, What's Occurring. See how many you get right today. Are you ready for your first situation?
Yep.
Here we go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, you know Lisa Snowden?
Yeah.
You know that she is on Strictly Come Dancing at the moment?
She is.
Have you been watching that?
I did watch it on Saturday night, yeah. I thought it was a bit dull on Saturday. Aww. I think not a great deal happened, really. No.
What is Lisa Snowden, though, most famous for?
Oh. Is it... Is this the question? Oh, right.
No.
Going out with George Clooney.
It's correct, that's right.
Okay.
It's mentioned in most interviews. Yeah. Every time that you see her in Heat magazine or OK, or it's like, Lisa, who used to date George Clooney. But the thing is, she really doesn't like talking about it very much.
I was like, to be, she doesn't mention it, does
no,
she?
No, she hates it. So here is your question. In the first Strictly Come Dancing show last week, where they met the contestants, how long did it take Lisa Snowden before she mentioned George Clooney, who she really doesn't like talking about?
I don't actually remember her. I don't remember her mentioning him. I'm going to say 27 seconds.
A whole 27 seconds before she
yeah,
mentions
because
George
I don't
Clooney.
Remember.
She doesn't like doing it. Remember?
I know she doesn't. That's
you can
why
go higher if you want.
No, I'll stick with 27.
All right, Becky.
So it's her mentioning it and not someone else.
Mm.
10 seconds. They mention it and then she replies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right then. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Lisa Snowden on Strictly Come Dancing. But how long till she has to mention George Clooney?
I'm Lisa Snowden. I started modelling when I was about 18 years old. And I started hosting Top of the Pops.
It's still number one. It's Top of the Pops.
And then recently I've been hosting this show called Britain's Next Top Model. We're in our fifth series already.
Stephanie, you're still in the running to becoming Britain's Next Top Model. Congratulations.
And now I'm on The Breakfast Show with Johnny, which is a blast. Just very, very early mornings.
George!
I have dated George Clooney.
Whoa! There it is, right there.
But hey, it was a long time ago, and I've moved on from that.
Right, so yeah, as you see, you don't like talking about it.
She mentioned other stuff first.
She did. But 26 seconds, which means
that's a good start.
That's a good start.
Oh, what's occurring?
Yeah, I know that, yeah. Chappers 1, Becky 0.
This is my week.
Well, yeah, let's hope so, shall we?
She's got a right face on her over there.
Right, next situation. Naomi Winehouse.
Yeah, she didn't go out with George Clooney.
No. How would you describe Amy Winehouse in three words?
A dirty mess.
Okay, good. We asked 10 people on the street to do just that. Describe Amy Winehouse in three words. But which word do you think got mentioned the most?
Out of the whole English language?
Yeah.
Right.
Becky.
Singer.
Singer. Chappers.
Rough.
Rough. There's only one way to find out.
What's occurring?
Here's the great British public describing Amy Winehouse in three words, but which word comes up the most?
How would I describe Amy in three words? Black, ignorance in a nice way, and funky.
Talented, vulnerable, and weird.
Crazy mental hair.
Amy Winehouse in three words: wacky, irresponsible, and unsociable.
The ugly, skinny, and mannish.
Yeah, I think she's cool. She's genuine and she's true.
Crazy, wacky, and individual. Rich, weird, and a bit of a mess.
Amy Winehouse in three words: original, talented, and eccentric.
Awesome, talented, but misguided.
A tramp. Oh, what else? Yeah, dirty and like, I don't know, worthless?
So how would you describe Amy Winehouse in three words?
She's not very smart. She doesn't look very nice. She needs to fix her hair extensions.
Amy Winehouse is a hobo. A hobo. And a hobo.
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one thing. A good, great singer. Even my dad likes her. And a little bit dirty.
So, I don't think anyone gets a point there because the word that was mentioned the most appeared to be wacky.
Hobo as well, actually, I think. Was
oh,
there.
Hobie actually is hobo, but you still don't get a point. Wacky and hobo are up there.
Is it not talented?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I thought I heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you not nice. Counting?
No.
You haven't got a clue, have you?
I haven't got
there
a clue.
With my fingers, like,
okay.
One, two.
So what is the correct answer?
Talented, which is similar to singer, so therefore I get the point. Because right. Talented, I meant when I said singer, I meant talented singer. So if you drop off singer, then I got said talented.
Do you think? Can I let her have that?
Well, no, over this side of the desk, we're kind of... The one that doesn't speak is vigorously shaking his head. Although I would imagine you're still
going to... I'm so easily led. Stop trying to do that.
You would have done it as well.
Is it not kind of ironic that people were asked to describe her in three words and one person went, not very smart, not very something, and not very else?
This is my favourite.
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one thing. Great singer. Even my dad likes her. And a little bit dirty.
There are three words right there. What was that again?
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one bin.
A horse for one bin?
Yeah.
What?
One bin?
A horse for one bin.
What was that?
Also, didn't the very...
A horse for one bin, you know. A horse for one bin.
Didn't the very first person not get the person we were talking about?
Oh, yeah, that was good as well. Let's go back to that right now.
How would I describe Amy in three words? Black.
Right.
Now,
no.
Who's she thinking of there?
Know. Oh! What's occurring? A horse for one bin.
Right, so you're still in the lead, aren't you?
Yes.
No points for Becky.
No. I think she should lose one for trying to cheat as well, actually. An influence.
Yeah, stop it.
She's on minus one.
You know mechanics?
Yeah.
Do you think they're romantic at all?
I don't know. I've never been dated by one.
I haven't.
You sure?
No, I haven't, though. Now, what I did is I played the I Love You game with five mechanics at garages, right? Basically, what I do is what?
Nothing.
I call them up and I say bye and then I say love you at the end with mechanics, right? But how many do you think were automatically...
Why did you choose to do this? Why did you choose to do this?
Just to see if they're romantic or not. How many do you think will automatically say I love you back? Chappers.
None.
Not one?
None. That's why I said none.
Becky.
One.
Okay.
Oh! What's occurring?
So here's me calling five garages. How many will say, I love you, back to me?
What a garage services.
Hello, do you do MOTs?
Eh? I can put a car through an MOT.
Pardon?
I can put a car through an MOT as such, I don't do MOTs.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Are you looking for an MOT, are you?
Yes.
On what type of car?
It's a Nissan Bluebird.
Not a red one, is it?
No.
No, just a year or two ago I looked after a red one.
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh!
Never again, just can I help you?
My cranker's broken.
Your what's broken?
The cranker on my car, you know the thing that comes out of the, bell end, that bit.
What kind of car is it?
An Allegro.
Yeah, you'd be as well just scrap me then.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
Love you. Rubbish.
Going for Borders?
Hello, yes, I wonder if you can help me. My steering wheel has just come off in my hand.
Okay.
Well, actually, can I give you a call back? I've got another call coming through.
Sure, yeah, bye.
Okay, love you.
Okay.
Oh!
See you later. Good afternoon, Nationwide Auto Centres, Romford. Now, may I help?
Hello, I wonder if you can help me. I need a new cranker for my Austin Princess.
It's not something we'd be able to do, I wouldn't have thought.
You don't have any crankers?
No.
Okay, well, thanks for your help.
Okay.
Love
then.
You.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay.
Love you. I really thought I nearly had it there.
I thought you had it there.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I wonder if you can. Do you do those air fresheners in the shape of a tree? Do you know what the best way is to get rid of a really bad smell out of my car?
What has caused the bad smell?
I'd rather not say.
Right. Well, as in any bad smells, you've got to locate the cause of the smell. If there's anything in there, you've got to take it out.
All right, that's really helped, actually. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, love you.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
What?
Love you.
Love me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Love me?
Yeah.
No one's ever said that to me before when I said goodbye.
Oh, well, I am.
Oh, right, okay. Well, love you too then.
Yes! Thanks! Yes!
Can't you visualize how to beg? How embarrassing was that?
Doesn't matter.
occurring.
Well done, Becky, for having the faith. Becky gets the point.
When you found up the second garage, what did your cranker fallen out of? When you found up the second garage, what did your cranker fallen out of?
I can't remember. I made that call a long time ago. Right. Oh, I liked that guy. Right. Love you.
What?
Love you.
Love me.
Now, did you get the impression it was going to go really wrong at that point? It was going to get really mad?
Yes.
You turned it around. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Love me?
Yeah.
No one's ever said that to me before when I've said goodbye.
Oh, well, I am.
Oh, right, okay. Well, love you too then.
Thanks.
Bye.
Got there in the end.
Oh, what's occurring?
One all for Becky and Chappers today on Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know how you did on 81199. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. You know what? I learn more and more about Becky every day. Today she's mostly, for the last 15 minutes at least, been watching Mini-Me on her computer.
Why are you watching...
He just makes me laugh.
Why?
I don't know, he's just really funny.
What's this on... Is he on stage... Is this what you're watching at the moment? He's on stage with Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, he's dancing with some girl. But I love him so much that I once got chucked out of the cinema.
Why?
Because I was laughing. I went to see Austin Powers and he came on and I was laughing so much at him that they chucked me out.
I'm sure that's the idea of Austin Powers. You are supposed to laugh.
Yeah, I know, but it was quite loud and quite consistent.
You got thrown out of a cinema for laughing too much.
Yeah.
Are you like Adele?
Yes.
Like that was it?
But I wasn't laughing at the bits I was meant to laugh at. It's just he came on.
She's crying. So every time he came on the screen, you laughed.
And then my friend just keeps running me videos of him, and I can't go. Can we get him on the show, please?
Yeah. Wouldn't cost that much to get him over here, would it? You could probably post him.
I just love him.
Do you know what? You would have loved, right? I went to America once, and I actually saw him, and he was flanked by, like, three really hot, bimbo-ish, but hot, really tall girls.
Apparently
they love
quite
him.
A ladies' man, yeah.
Yeah, they love him. Hasn't he got some kind of... It's not that video you're watching. I've heard there's some...
He has, hasn't he? Hasn't he got a kind of... Paris Hilton...
That's what my friend said. Apparently you have to pay for that one and he wasn't prepared to go to that extent.
I'll pay for it for you. I'll pay for that.
No, I can't watch it.
Why?
Because it's just too bad.
Oh, you don't know what it's like. Unless she's like doing that. She's like, calm down, dear. It's only a mini-me. See, just
it's a mini-you.
No. It's just the words mini-me send her into absolute hysterics. I don't know what happened. I don't get it. He's not that funny. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. I'm just calling Becky, actually. Hang on. She's upstairs on the Becky Camp at the moment. Webcam in our office upstairs. Have a look if you want. bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is Becky's phone.
Hello.
Right, if everyone goes to Becky Cam now at bbc.co.uk/radio1, you can see Becky answering my phone call. How exciting. But just to prove that she actually loses it every time she sees Mini-Me. Right, I want you to now, everyone look at this, watch a clip of Mini-Me on that screen, and everyone's going to watch you, okay? Right, are you ready? Or are you doing it already?
Dancing into a prison. Right. I can't watch it.
Keep watching.
I'm trying.
Everyone's looking at you. Hello?
She can't actually speak.
I'm trying really hard. I've got to watch a different one.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, go on.
I can't do it.
Go on.
No.
Please. She actually got thrown out of a cinema for doing this because she laughed too much at Austin Powers. Look at her.
It's so funny.
It's all on the Becky Cam right now. You've lost it. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.